What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, it's just me. And a couple things. It's just me, but you have nothing to worry about. I'm not going to give you weird news or heavy news. I'm not going to cry. That's a big reason why we're doing just me today, because I want to kind of really, you know, I want to shift the tone a little bit here, friends. Because the community reached out after my last couple solos where I've been, I come to you guys on emotional things. I think it's nice, okay? And, but I also, I understand the beginning a little heavy there. So I've gotten, you know, some of you guys were making fun of me a little bit, but we want to get into the habit of doing these again, kind of like the Dear Don style stuff. Just some quick hits, each week to go along with each episode to kind of do some rapid fire on some questions we haven't either gotten a chance to get to, or just give you some updates. It'll be me. Sometimes it'll be me and just somebody else in the Dear Albie universe, which I want to get into because here's the thing. Okay. You guys met now both my mother and father-in-law last week. A lot of comments about my father-in-law coming in, a lot of questions coming in, and I don't think I had I was so excited to get their perspective and everything that a couple of folks actually wrote in on this, and I found it to be a nice little segue. My Phil Dunphy era has begun. Okay, I want to be very clear about this. Somebody actually wrote in and they said, "Albie, you said that this is the role you've been born to play." Okay, I am built for dad jokes. I think I've been making them for a while, and unintentionally, and now here we are, and I'm proud of that. So, a comment that came in was, you know, "Albie, are you excited for your Phil Dunphy era?" And yes, I am. I'm majorly excited for it. We had a number of posts go up this week. The love we've gotten from you guys has been overwhelming, and it's really, really awesome. And I don't say it as much as I should, and I wanted to at least jump on here and just say that. But I want to get to a bunch of your questions and also give you some inside baseball on social media. So we have someone new running social media. Her name is Amanda. Amanda and I have not talked about Amanda jumping on the show in any kind of a major way, but like she's, for as long as I've known Amanda and worked with Amanda on other projects, she's really, really smart. You guys are going to love her, but she's also, you know, I don't just want to assume people are good being on a podcast. So we'll probably do what I always do. And, you know, just bum rush her and call her and just be like, "Too bad. My name's on the door." So let's see how that goes. But Amanda has been doing a really, really great job just taking over and getting involved there. And you guys had a ton of questions on the Instagram. So really quick rapid fire stuff. We have posted the gender reveal. I have some episodes with my fam before that happened that we're going to air for you guys next week. But we did post a gender reveal. We are having a boy. I am obviously over the moon. It is Albert Joseph Manzo V. The Manzos, we got another generation coming. So this is quite, you know, look, it was a big day. We went to Little Buka restaurant down here where we're living now. And if you guys haven't been there, it's our favorite spot down here. They were amazing. They really saved the day in a big way because the owners there are fantastic people, and when I walked in, I had the cake with me, and there was the receipt on the cake, and I saw there was writing on it, but I hadn't had a chance to look at it, and they grabbed it off the cake, and I was like joking around that, "Hey, is it actually going to be written there?" And it was. It was written, blueberry was written there, and they last second, like MVP whole thing, went and scooped it, and the bakery that did it for us also was amazing, but just really, really, really funny. But they put this whole thing together for us, and it was just super light and intimate. We weren't going to do anything like, you know, erupting a volcano with bluer, pink lava kind of thing. I wasn't as extra as some of you guys called me out for potentially being. We'll get to that later. But it was an awesome, awesome time. And it was an overwhelming kind of moment. You know, like that's something I thought about for a while. My dad is going to have to get a tattoo. You guys know I have the 4 on my forearm. I told him that when I got that, if I ever were to have a son, he's got to get the 3 before he's born. We will be covering that on the show for sure. And, you know, that is going to be a really exciting day. So, you know, he's going to have to get inked up. So we're gonna follow that one very, very closely. This one came in. Chelsea, have you had any weird cravings that you've had Al running to the store? Yesterday, Chel sent me to the store for hummus out of nowhere. It was one of those, hey, she wanted baked chips and hummus. So that was one that came up. This one came in. Dear Albie, how's Marky going to handle sharing the spotlight? My daughter was the first grandchild, and let me tell you, she didn't like it at all. LOL, it's funny and cute to see how little children act. Then they get over it, take lots of photos and videos. We show her the images now. She just turned 18 on Monday. She laughs at them and reminds everyone that she started the legacy of awesomeness. Congratulations to you both on this amazing new journey together. Cherish it. It really does go by fast. You know, the time on Mark really has gone by so fast. And I've said a ton of times on this show, I have a really hard time imagining loving anyone as much as we love her, right? And, you know, it's going to be different, obviously, but it's exciting all the same. I think she's going to handle the spotlight just fine. Number one, we're not going to look at our son as like, you know, like everybody's got a ranking kind of thing. I think when you're the first one, it's special for everybody. And I think Marky is always going to be the queen on the Manzo side. And then, I our son is going to be the first grandchild on my wife's side. So I think it's the kind of thing where, you know, it's the first boy grandchild on our side too. So I think we're doing it right. But I think I'm excited because I think Marky, she's just such a kind soul. I'm actually really excited to see how Marky, you know, reacts just to having another little cousin around, you know what I mean? Because I know she has them on her dad's side, but I don't really get to see that much. So I'm excited to see how she acts to like being her age. It's kind of very, I believe the age gap is almost exactly between Marky and I almost called him Albie. That's pretty wild. Marky and Albie. So it'll be fun to see how she takes that older cousin role, you know? So, this one came in too. Dear Albie, what are you most excited about in your new journey of parenthood? Congrats. Going to be such a beautiful baby. I don't know. I don't know. I really am just kind of learning by the second. I thought I was the kind of guy that took everything super seriously. Even still, I find myself getting kind of surprised about like the magnitude of it for me. It's an adjustment, you know. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So I don't know if there's one thing in particular though. I think I'm excited to get them. Like there was you know what? I'll tell you what. There will be the revival of the babbling old school videos for sure. There'll probably be a lot more of them that I used to do with Mark. So that'll be fun. You know, we'll see. Dear Albie, is it in Italy, baby? No, I don't. No, it does not. It would have to be a little after, I suppose. Shortly after we got back. Dear Albie, will should be shared with the public? Since y'all have the spotlight, will you protect the baby's identity and face and keep them out of the spotlight like a lot of celebs do to try and have a non-public life? I think that is number one. I don't look at us like celebrities at all. And I'm, you know, that doesn't shock anybody. I talk about that all the time. But the social media thing, I think it's going to evolve really quickly, you know, just in general with how just the world's moving. So when they're at an age where they can have social, I almost feel like there's nothing we could do to stop that just because of how the world works now. And I'm not really a fan of hiding, in theory, of hiding a lot of just how the world works with kids. But at the same time, it's not the coming up through reality TV. I don't look at it as the same thing. I don't know that I'd sign them up, you know, right away for that kind of thing. It would have to be a really specific kind of perfect dynamic for that. But yeah, we'll be sharing on social and see how that one goes. Let's do this too. There's a number of folks that wrote in the thank you cards reviews are hysterical. They're coming in. We saw that with you guys also. Thank you. So we're going to be writing and signing those out. Anybody that will keep running that until the end of this week. So send it over. A bunch of you guys came in. Do we send them to London? I mean, send it really wherever the hell you guys are. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it moving. Let's do this. Let's bum rush Amanda. She doesn't know I'm calling. Let's have her make her little impromptu debut. And just let's see how it goes. But I think, let's put a voice to the new ID, because I know this matters to you guys. Hold on. Let's see. Let's see how this goes. She can't join the Not Pick Up Club, because that would make me feel a type of way right now. It's embarrassing. It is. Not that I expect everyone to pick up right away. Oh, man.
Hello.
Oh, wow. We got picked up on the voicemail. Hey, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey, listen. Not that this is awkward. I'm sorry to bum rush you. I don't actually have anything to call about. We're on the show quick. I'm having everybody. I was talking about, because we had all these comments that are coming in, all this wonderful work that's happening. And I was like, you know what? It's not me, guys. So I said, you guys have to meet Amanda. And here we are.
Yeah, it's me. Surprise.
Anything you want to address to the community?
I don't know. I'm happy to be here. Anything
they should know about you really quick? Anything off the top?
Okay, let's see. I wish I had some fun facts prepared. I'm from Philadelphia. I am 27, which is scary. Almost 28, which is even scarier.
Why is that scary?
I don't know. I feel like that's old. Like, once you hit 28,
you're doing great.
Once you hit 28, you're like officially in your late 20s. Mm. And it's kind of time for me to get my shit together a little bit, I'm feeling.
Yes.
I don't know if you felt that way, but.
I would say I did. I think 30 hit me a little bit harder, but I think as long as joining up with this is part of the getting shit together plan, and not the thing of like, hey, I just joined this podcast and where am I going in life? I'm okay with it.
No, this is definitely part of the plan.
What's your
28th year?
Okay, I like that. So is there anything? Because I know I'm probably bothering you at your real day to day gig. So anything really? I'm running through some of the comments here, just getting back to the community. Anything fun in the DMs? Yeah. Anything you want me to address that came in a lot?
Anything fun? Well, I did see a comment this morning of someone saying that Chris should Venmo Chelsea for every handwritten thank you note that she writes. Because, Albie, I don't know if you'll write the thank you notes or Chelsea will. Maybe it's both of you, but maybe that will get Chelsea writing if Chris Venmos her.
Well, Chris had a very long history of getting Venmos randomly from the community, so I understand where he's coming from, and he's got to give it back somewhere. So I like the idea. Yeah. I'm going to run it by him, and then we're just giving the people what they want. But this is the quick little, it's like a little Dear Albie bite, but this is the voice to who is now the new voice of the community. So Amanda's there.
Oh gosh!
So hit her up, guys.
That's a big name, the voice of the community.
We're gonna have to look. Jules did it.
Live up to it.
Jules set a hell of a standard. So listen, this is the time. So we're gonna have to do a little intro post, and this is where we are.
I'm excited. To be here. Everyone is super nice so far in the DM. So let's keep it that way.
Yes.
And everyone's really excited for you and Charles too.
They are
the baby.
They are. It's
a lot of congratulations.
It's an exciting time, so we'll keep it coming. But, just wanted to say hello, and I'll let you get to it. We'll catch up.
Awesome. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, bud.
I'm so excited to be here.
Bye.
Bye.
That was funny. That was like an award acceptance speech. Amanda's awesome. You guys are going to like her a lot. It's just been – honestly, it's really an exciting time. I feel very, very lucky. I feel lucky for, this it's kind of fun. It's like a new rush every time we get to put something out too. So this is just all around great. A ton of comments too about Lauren being skinny. And I say good for her. She's feeling good. She puts it out there. Lauren really is just, very not afraid to be herself. And I'm very proud of her for that. I think the way she responds to some of the comments are hysterical, and it's all great. I am also really quick. We're going to talk about this on the next show. I've had a lot of trouble sleeping. So Chell and her mom were, as you guys know, very, very big on the medicinal thing, okay? And I'm going to call out my mother-in-law right now. After we had conceived, she hasn't asked me once about vitamins or anything like that. Not even one time. Like, that, like just legit at this point, okay? The grandson's coming, okay? Albie, do whatever the hell you want. That's essentially, you know, I don't want to say I feel used or programmed, but I kind of feel like, you know, they were making sure like the engine was running the right way and the oil was changed, okay? And now they're just letting me sit out in the driveway getting covered in leaves. That's kind of how I feel right now. But that's number one. Number two, okay, Chell got me into a couple of things just to help me sleep, and we'll get into it on the next episode in detail, but they work pretty well, and I guess on one of these occasions, I must have gotten turned on to an auction site, and I got an email that I was outbid, thank God, okay, but I was bidding on historical artifacts. This particularly was a cutout of the curtains, I guess, from the theater Abraham Lincoln was assassinated in. I don't know what is in this stuff. Well, I guess I do. I don't know what is in this stuff that made me go in that direction. But any of you that have been listening since revealing that my father had a lock of Alexander Hamilton's hair should know that this is concerning. But either way, love you guys a million times. You're the best. DrWMedbag@gmail.com. Subscribe, rate, tell your friends. Catch you guys later.